Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad everybody's here. Gene, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. Looking forward to a break. I've been working hard all morning.
And I bet you've been outside, haven't you?
Yeah, inside, outside, laundry, gardening, you know, all the hard stuff.
Yeah, the things I hate to do. I love gardening, but it is hot. It is hot outside.
Oh, it's terrible.
So yesterday, we have not stuck to our script at all, which is fine.
Sure.
I mean, we got a plan. We have a plan for every show so that we can you have to have a description of what the show
right.
is supposed to be about. Today,
sure.
we're supposed to be going behind the scenes and get to know us a little bit better. But
okay.
I think we also need to select a winner from, you know, for our gift, because we said we were going to give a gift. And nobody called in. Yesterday, Jennifer did call in, but she didn't
yeah.
interact with us. And that's okay. I know that she called in.
Maybe I just had an idea. Maybe we give it to Tim, the guest on our other show, came on right after this show, and if he will call us next week, you know, and join the show for a few minutes. And just tell him you're our guest ahead of time, paying it forward.
We could do that. And
that
I had another thought too.
Yeah.
I had another idea that
uh-huh.
we could give our gift each week, if nobody calls in, to the newest subscriber or follower on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Actually, Why don't we do this? Because we talked about giving away two gifts this week anyway.
Uh-huh.
Give one to Tim.
Uh-huh.
And give one to our newest follower as well.
Sure, sure. Or, you know, what else we could do? We could say we give one to Tim and give one to our newest follower and say maybe our first 10 followers get a gift, a prize.
Ooh,
a token of our appreciation. Huh?
So I actually know the address. I've got Tim's address because he's
okay.
a Be Unique volunteer. So that's
okay.
not a problem. We just have to get the gift in the mail to him.
All right.
And I know the address of our newest follower. That's
okay.
Barbara Marino. She's my next door neighbor, so
nice.
I can walk a gift right across the street to her.
Yeah, she totally needs a gift.
Yeah, she's one of our donors too. She's a regular donor to Be Unique. I guess you could say she's a sponsor because she does
Excellent.
Donate every single month. And you know, she doesn't donate a lot, and you don't need to donate a lot to Be Unique.
Uh-uh.
But if we have a lot of people donating small amounts, then we can continue to provide the shows that we do, like Blog Radio and the Take a Break with Gene and Mary, Here I Am
mm-hmm.
with Anna East, the Unscripted with Gene and Mary.
Everything we do is all volunteer, and we do so many different kinds of things. And
yes.
sponsors are definitely a huge part of our formula that are going to make us, we're going to be the
successful.
Next big thing, Be Unique is. So, and we're going to be successful at it, yeah.
And I would like to mention also, in addition to the things that we do regularly, like the radio show, and I mean, we now do a daily podcast, and then we have two shows at night. I think I've convinced Jennifer to maybe think about considering the possibility of maybe doing a show herself, because Jennifer's just an amazing human being, and she's got so much wisdom that she doesn't even realize. I'd love to see her do a show She said maybe half an hour once a month. I'd love to see her do it more often than that, but I'll take whatever she's able to give because I know she's
right.
very busy. Because Jennifer is the one who spends hours and hours making the magazine look the way it looks. My
awesome.
Job is to work with the writers and the photographers and make sure that we have a link for the video and a story for the audio and a written story,
mm-hmm.
and I edit and I follow up with everybody. I have a lot of little details that I have to do all quarter long. But
oh,
Jennifer
you
puts
know,
it together.
You know what might be fun is if – if when she's doing her talk or show, she could even maybe do it, think of part of it as a primer for folks that want to contribute. This is how to go about it. You know, how to go find these awesome people that Be Unique highlights, you know, and write.
Well,
about.
You know, she finds a lot on Instagram. I have found a lot on Facebook, but the majority of them just come to us. They find us. And it's just so amazing. And, well, if you read the latest issue, 17, of Be Unique magazine, there's an article in there about making connections, and or connecting the dots, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about how we were on a radio show, and Marion and Sue from Green Gables, and then we created a film. And when we were creating this film, we met Joe and Charles, and they asked us to do a film for them. And another point in time, Jennifer was at a Fusion Fest event in Orlando, and there she met Elizabeth Fullington. And then Elizabeth, if you remember, was on our radio show,
on
Unscripted. Talking about music and going to the Orfeo Festival in Italy and all these amazing things. And we had the Be the Change Award program back in 2019
mm-hmm.
where Be Unique invited more than 150. I don't know. I think it was something like a weird number, like 178 charitable organizations to nominate one person to win an award.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gave away 10 awards, 10 different categories. One was international. The rest were all more local on the east coast of Florida. And that was where we met Suzanne. I remember her last name is Norris. I don't remember if her name is Sue, Susie, Susan, or Susanna. But it's Sue something, Norris. She met Donnie Crawford, who's another board member of Be Unique. And they struck up a conversation. And now we're working on creating a film about horses and equine therapy and horse rescues. And it's going to encompass more than her organization, which is called Heart. Horses, it's a thoroughbred rescue organization. I don't remember the exact name. But anyway, the point is that Donnie met them and started formulating a plan. And this is what we've done. You know, this is how Be Unique works. We're at the right place at the right time. And speaking of which, later on, well, the 1st of October, Be Unique will be at Green Gables again in Melbourne, down by the river, for a fall festival. And I know that we're going to be there for a haunted house toward Halloween time. And that's going to be a 4-day event.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I was over there last night. We were testing out some of the equipment for the effects, and it's going to be pretty amazing. It's going to be awesome.
I bet.
And it'll be a big fundraiser for Green Gables, you know, everybody having fun and helping a good cause too. So, and that's where I met Be Unique. That's where I met you. Is it Green Gables? By golly, yeah. Just
well, I
want to
say that might be where we met Trilby Saldana, who took our cover photo this month. I don't
Could
remember
be.
If that's where she met Trilby or if that was somewhere else. But
I know
Jennifer's always meeting
everybody.
People. Oh, I went to get my hair cut for the first time after the quarantine started earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I wore a mask that had the word Be Unique on it. Someone had sent me a sample mask and said, here, try this out. And, you know, so I wore this mask, and the woman behind the counter was brand new. And she said, wow, what is that all about? So I handed her my business card and said, what's up? It's pronounced Be Unique. And I explained it to her. And by the time I got my hair cut and came back out again, she'd already looked up the website.
Nice.
And yesterday I was talking to some people involved with internships down in Florida Atlantic University in Boca. And I happened to have on my Be Unique shirt. And so one of them said, I see your logo on your shirt, and I need to ask you, how do you pronounce that? And I said, well, it's Be Unique. So they, you know, it was interesting to once they heard the story of how Be Unique came about, they promised that they would put our, we've got 8 job openings for interns that, and they don't have to come from colleges. We could use interns or volunteers from any, anywhere, you know, in down the street, it doesn't really matter. But I mean, we've got lots of positions open. One that I'd really love to fill is an administrative intern or an assistant to the president, which is me. But we've got internships for camera operators, copywriters, editors. And the thing is, you don't have to have any experience. You just have to want to learn. And we can teach you.
Absolutely.
Events and fundraising we need help with. We need graphic interns and, marketing interns, definitely. Production assistants, that's a hands-on. Most of these are actually like remote, virtual jobs you can do from home.
Sure.
Like our social media. If we could get a social media intern who can just really take off and run with that, that would be awesome.
That'd
but
be
we
awesome,
have,
you know. And I thought about what it'd be cool to recruit a whole staff of people that'll like and share stuff because that seems to boost the visibility on the internet.
Yeah, and we try to remind our volunteers to do that. And I know that everybody's busy, but maybe if they took that on as a volunteer position, they would do it a little more.
Mm.
And you know what else we've got? We need a special volunteer or intern for is that special project we're doing. Do you know which project I'm talking about?
Well, we've got so many. I'm thinking you might be talking about our Guinness Book of World Records attempt or success.
Oh, that's one.
Okay, that's one.
But I'm actually talking about the Be Creative Challenge.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's like, well, that's an opportunity to win money. And we can give, we're looking for sponsors. We would love to put your logo on all of our marketing material and on our website. We have some amazing judges. In fact, let me pull up their names and give a real quick shout out to all the judges. These are volunteers that have just said, yes, I'll be there. In fact,
I got to go back to work here pretty soon too, though, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we just have a few more minutes for the show. We got, I think minute and a half, but yeah. Our judges for this are Elizabeth Fullington, Trilby Saldana, Alton Williams, Martha Watts, Cynthia McKee, David DiGiorgio, Danielle Dilks, Rebecca Flowers, Brittany Mulligan, Anna Convery, Sarah Perry, and Anna East.
Nice.
And we're down to 11 seconds. So I guess at this point, go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking it's a cast of experts. I'm so excited.
They are. They're all professionals, everyone in a different field. You know, I'm going to play this in honor of the Butcha Dance and say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Gene. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
No,
see
I'll
you
see you Monday.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.